Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment in Themes in High Holiday Prayers. Today is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Just to take a little bit of a tangent for a moment, because people seem somewhat confused about it, what's the correct blessing greeting to say to someone on Rosh Hashanah? So we referred earlier in this series that at the outset of Rosh Hashanah, people who are truly righteous, true tzaddikim, are signed and sealed immediately for a good year. So when you see someone Rosh Hashanah night, it makes sense to say, L'shana tova tikaseh v'seh chaseim, you should be written and sealed for a good year, or whatever grammatical variation of that, depending on you're speaking to a man, a woman, many people, etc. That's a very nice blessing to give to someone Rosh Hashanah night. If you see someone Rosh Hashanah day, and you say L'shana tova tikaseh v'seh chaseim, it might be construed as somewhat of an insult, because what you're saying to them on Rosh Hashanah day is, well, obviously you haven't been sealed yet. Probably you're not that great. You're probably something in between, so I hope it works out for you over the next 10 days. So that's why the practice is Rosh Hashanah night. It's actually a very beautiful blessing to give a person, L'shana tova tikaseh v'seh chaseim. But once you hit the daytime of Rosh Hashanah, it's not traditionally said to people. So that's just the general greeting, Shana Tova, you should have a good year. It's interesting, many people say the bracha yet again the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the whole idea of having a second day of Rosh Hashanah is because there might have been a lack of clarity as to which day was the actual Rosh Hashanah. So it's essentially Rosh Hashanah take two. I'm oversimplifying it, but let's just look at it that way, Rosh Hashanah take two. And therefore, the same way that on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, it's a fitting blessing to say, L'shana tova tikaseh v'seh chaseim, so to the second night of Rosh Hashanah. But during the first or second day of Rosh Hashanah, that would not be a proper blessing to give a person. You would just wish them a Shana Tova or a good Yom Tov, Chag Sameach, or whatever exactly you would say. Another thing to just discuss before we hit the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, just to briefly go through the halachos of the changes in the Shmona Esrei. We mentioned the other day that the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh in Shmona Esrei is changed to Hamelech HaKadosh. If someone davened the entire Shmona Esrei and said the wrong thing, said Hakel HaKadosh, one would repeat Shmona Esrei. If someone was in the middle of Shmona Esrei and realized they said Hakel HaKadosh instead of Hamelech HaKadosh, one goes back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. That's because the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei are all viewed as one large unit. If someone said Hakel HaKadosh and then immediately, before saying any words after HaKadosh, within, let's say, 1.5 to 2 seconds, realized that they said the wrong thing and immediately corrected themselves and said HaMelech HaKadosh, that's fine, it's considered corrected. Another change to the bracha of the Shmona Esrei does not happen on Rosh Hashanah itself, but begins post-Rosh Hashanah, this year post-Shabbos, and that is we change Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat, emphasizing that God is the God of justice. There's a variation between Ashkenazi and Sephardi practice here. Ashkenazim say that if you forgot to say HaMelech HaMishpat, and instead said Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, you don't have to go back and correct yourself, because HaMelech HaMishpat is included in the phrase Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Sfardim hold that you would need to go back, which would mean that according to Sfardim, if someone davened the entire Shmona Esrei and realized they had not said the correct format, then they would have to repeat Shmona Esrei. If someone was later on in Shmona Esrei and realized they had made a mistake, they would go back to that bracha. They would go back to the beginning of that bracha. They wouldn't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. They would go back to that bracha, correct themselves, and then continue straight from that bracha on. And just like we said for HaMelech HaKadosh before, if a person corrected themselves immediately after saying Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, before saying any other word, within 1.5 to 2 seconds, they could just say HaMelech HaMishpat and be covered. In terms of the other additions to Shmona Esrei, Zachreinu L'chaim, those types of additions, if a person realized that they missed the addition before saying the Hashem, which follows, like the Baruch Atah Hashem, which follows, they would go back and correct themselves. If they already got to the following Baruch Atah Hashem, they would not go back and correct themselves and would keep on going. It certainly would not require the repetition of Shmona Esrei. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day, and a ksiva chasima tova. Take care.